99.3 Nigeria Info, lovers of radio. Hello and good afternoon to you. How are you? What's up with you? You're good? Well, yeah, bless your heart. Nigeria is still happening to you. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. All right, so that's a lineup. Let me quickly inform you that yesterday we had a topic we couldn't quite thoroughly exhaust. So we have today, and we're going to use today to achieve or accomplish something. You know what it is? A parent's complicit in the morality of their children. That's the conversation. Well, that's the topic for our next hour. Not this one, the next one. But right now, friends and lovers of radio, the president aims to get 100 million Nigerians out of poverty. We could be up to something. But, you know, I want you to know that you are the ones who at least this policy is aimed towards. So my guess is you know where you want the government to touch you. If the government had a healing hand, there's a place you want them to lay that hand so that your economic revival can begin. I want you to tell me where you think the government should begin to work, the areas you think they need to focus in order to get people out of poverty. It's either we're working towards getting people out of poverty or we're practically scripting something we can call a fictional storyline. We've been at this poverty thing for a while. Imagine, can you remember every poverty program we've had? I remember that there was one, this popular one. Poverty alleviation program. I think usually there's like the general term would be like poverty alleviation program. But you know, we've had like different, we've had a litany of unsuccessful poverty programs. Here we are, where we can't believe the price of rice. And then there's the cost of medicine. There's the cost of education, the cost of housing, cost of electricity, cost of security. And then there is the fact that there is not enough security. And maybe in some areas, absolutely no security. The government at this point needs to think about miracles. We're off on a break. When we come back, you're on the sunny side. My name is Joyce, 99.3 Nigeria Info. The sun rises here, 26 minutes past 12. We'll be right back. Yes, people. Oh, yeah. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Well, yeah, let's talk about this venture, this pursuit, the pursuit to get people out of poverty. We can nearly begin to dream dreams and maybe resume this is, you know, similar to the pursuit of what can be called happiness. Because just maybe if the nation got out of poverty to some sensible degree, our lives can begin to see the light in the sky. Maybe not the light in the sky. Maybe see the sun itself. The sun itself. Let me tell you why this is necessary. Last night, I went to a superstore to buy stuff, you know, just felt like chewing on something, just drove out and went to get something. The moment I parked my car, a lady was on my window, a young girl, she should not be more than 16. And she kept saying, good evening, good evening, good evening. First of all, it was like 8:30 or 8 something, 8 past 8. And I didn't want to talk. First of all, my position, you know, like I was in the car, glass down, and I tried to ignore her. She realized I was ignoring her. Then she walked away. I got out of... Before I got out of the car, I looked into my wallet, found something. And then she had moved, you know, she had gone ahead a little bit. So I ran after her. I'm like, hey, what's up? And she's like, good evening, ma. You know, I wanted to ask you to get me something to eat. And I'm like, okay. You know? So I saw her. And she was like, oh, thank you. God bless you. And she walks away. Then I go to the store. Then they're loading my car. Then two men are in front of me saying, you know, please give us, he's a 70-year-old man, this one. So I wasn't necessarily listening to the story. But while this one was, you know, talking, there was another kid on my back singing. So I just looked back and I was like, oh, how many of you actually? You know, and then it occurred to me that we have a problem on our hands. A problem that needs quick attention. That was just a random Monday evening at the store. And it's not even that kind of area where normally you would stumble into people who just, you know, need any kind of little something off of you, you know, who need help. I realize how much of a problem that we have. And so maybe this topic in some regard just really presses on my conscience, because if there's any work we need to do, we're late at it. So we should be getting it ready like yesterday. If it's a miracle we're performing, we better be at it, because I don't know what we have. But if what we're seeing is anything to go by, God forbid, is just the only thing I can say. All right, let's look into what the news is saying. The federal government aims at getting people out of poverty. I'm excited about that, except what's the plan? You see, it's one thing to say we have, you know, we're getting you out of poverty. It's okay. So what do you mean when you say that? Because the statement in itself is nebulous. And if there isn't an actual plan to achieve that, then, you know, it's just what it is. Talk. Cheap one. All right. Let's see. In the news. Oh, no. Not this one. Hold on a second, my friends. I want to share with you this ambitious move by the government. You can tell it's not just in their heads. It would appear that now it's on paper, because it's something that they visualize. The president on, hold on, let me see, because I wanted to discuss this on Monday. The president recently said his government plans to lift 10.5 million Nigerians out of poverty in the next 2 years of his tenure. All right. He said this, and he wants you to believe that this is possible. Actually, this was his speech delivered to mark the nation's Democracy Day, June 12. The president said those the government lifted out of poverty include farmers, artisans, market women, and small-scale traders. So first of all, I also want to, at this point, mention, if you have gotten any kind of loan from government, I want to hear it. Yesterday on the show, the entrepreneur who was on the show said he was a beneficiary of a government scheme, the UWIN, and it was the funds he got from that he put into his SME, his business, which pretty much was how he made his way to the show yesterday. And again, I think the website is studymates.ng. You can check it out. He kind of just digitalized a lesson teacher. So your children now have, you know, video classes on subject relevant to whatever year they are in school. All right, so we're moving on now. So apparently there has been, I mean, of course, there's been, you know, number of schemes to get people out of poverty. The president is saying, well, the people who have already been lifted out of poverty are farmers, artisans, market women, small scale traders. Our overall economic target of lifting 100 million Nigerians out of poverty in 10 years is our goal, notwithstanding COVID-19. In the last 2 years, we've lifted 10.5 million Nigerians. So hold on a second. In the last 2 years, the Buhari administration say that they've lifted 10.5 million people out of poverty. Farmers, small-scale traders, artisans, market women, and the likes. I'm very convinced that this 100 million target can be met, and this informed the development of a national poverty reduction with growth strategy. The specific details of this accelerator strategy will be unveiled shortly. All right. Hold on. I want to share with you something that happened in India. Of course, it's say maybe what can be said to be a reference point to how they were able to calculate poverty and then work towards dealing with a problem. About 273 million Indians moved out of multidimensional poverty between 2006 and 2016. This is actually according to a UN report, which noted that Indians have recorded the largest reduction in the number of people living in this category. Now, a multidimensional poverty encompasses the various deprivations experienced by poor people in their daily lives, such as poor health, lack of education, inadequate living standard or substandard living conditions, poor quality of work, threats of violence, insecurity, living in the areas that are environmentally hazardous, all right? The largest reduction was in India, where approximately 2.7 million people moved out of multidimensional poverty over the years. And when I read that, I figured, well, you know, Nigeria has this thing where in order to help some people, they give them things like 5,000 naira, 10,000 naira. You remember the 774,000 jobs where in 3 months, the average Nigerian who got that job was, you know, had to earn like 20,000 naira. Well, I'm begging you to please divide that by how many days? 27 work days, 26 working days. Yeah, it's hardly even a good idea. Hardly. Well, maybe in the absence of something. Well, in the absence of nothing. That's even hardly something. But yeah, it is something. Let's call it that. So, I don't know that this is impossible. In fact, the government is persuaded. They believe that this is very possible. They even cite China. They say China did it under communism. They say India did it under democracy. We can do it. We can do it. Well, let's get to it. If the Nigerian government would get people out of poverty, what's your idea? What's possible? What should they focus on? Is this even possible? China, let me tell you something China did. China reduced poverty from 97% in 1978 to 1.7% in 2018. Clap for China. Because at this point, what do you say after that? They moved poverty from 97% in 1978 to 1.7% in 2018. Today, China is like the gold standard. I mean, China's bragging in the face of America when they talk about how many Chinese people have been able to climb up the economic ladder and are said to be millionaires of men and women. I mean, for a communist society, it's good to hear, you know, China brag about female millionaires, you know, like we're doing good. We're doing so well, even under communism. I've been thinking about it. We have a great problem here. But 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. Nigeria has a dream that one day her people will come out of poverty. Well, let's see. Is there a roadmap? And if the government should, as they say that they will, what areas do you think they should focus on the Sunny Side? Welcome to radio. Do us all a favor. Could you turn up the volume of the radio set?
Okay. Good afternoon, Joyce.
Thank you very much. We're happy to have you. What's your name?
Okay. My name is Yusuf. I'm calling you from Moshin, Lagos.
Welcome. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you. I've been following up with what you've been saying on the topic of day. I don't think it's possible for Nigeria to take people out of poverty here because you can't lead people out of poverty when the government is poor. You know, it's impossible. You know, if you poverty is just something it's something that has kind of swept across the country in all ramifications, and it's very crazy to kind of see people make such statements. Okay, talking about the other time, the government gave traders 5,000 naira, you know, to give some traders to alleviate poverty, you know, but not asking if those traders themselves have the responsibility to kind of fend for it. Just like saying you want to give children free education, not asking the father of such children if he has an unalienable responsibility to take his kids to school, you know. So it's just mere statements, political statements.
You don't think we have what? But you say we're poor, but we have billionaire leaders. When you say poor, what do you mean? As a nation, economically?
Yeah, economically, I think we're poor. We don't have an economic boost, morally, economically, because all these things are intertwined. They go hand in hand.
Mm.
You know, because if you might be wealthy and you don't have
You don't have the wherewithal to be able to visualize richly what the future can hold or what it should hold.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Thank you.
I'm a first time caller, anyway.
First time caller. High five to you, my brother. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
I have a situation in the studio, my friend. This looks like it's frozen. Can I get some help? All right, hold on a second. 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is at the point where I'd love to have gone to Twitter, but you know, we're in a confine. There's a ban on Twitter. Well, give me a minute. I have to quickly fix a glitch, and then the conversation continues. 99.3 Nigeria Info. All right, we're right back at it. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome, my name's Joyce. It is 9 more minutes before we touch down, 1 p.m. this very beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Welcome. Well, if you have just tuned in, we're talking about the possibility that Nigeria could move into Shangri-La. Well, if you don't know that, well, the Indians in Nigeria would. To move into something that looks, it's not quite a heaven. Oh, yeah, maybe a street away from heaven. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Getting 100 million Nigerians out of poverty. They even make boast that they have been able to take 10.5 million Nigerians out of poverty. And yes, you can't quite say that there is no credibility to that. We know that there's been schemes where people got money. So please, if you've gotten government money, call us. No, I'm not trying to follow up on how you spent the money. I just want information. I want to know that you got the money. And I want to know that, hey, it helped you in some way. Might not even be a lot. We just want to know that. Yeah? So I'll be waiting for that. And then if you think the government can achieve this, I want you to tell us how. I just referenced India and how India addressed multidimensional. Well, for Nigeria, every time I hear us talk about poverty, they don't quite say it, or it doesn't quite appear that their approach is multidimensional. It would appear, by what I'm able to deduct from their approach, that it's more financial. We're looking more towards the money angle of it. But you see that, it's not necessarily powerful money. Yeah? So if I say I'm going to fix poverty, then maybe I should be looking at ways to make the money, you know, have a certain level of economic value so that when you try to pay your NEPA bill, or, you know, when you try to pay utility bills, school fees, you know, when you try to buy food, then the money is able to do something for you. As against, you know, just giving people money, currency that's of weak economic potential. But, you know, that's just the voice of one person. I want to know what you think about it. 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. Nigeria Info. Good afternoon.
I'm lucky.
We're happy to have you. Good afternoon. Tell us your name. Speak up and please go ahead.
Hey, Gomar, it's my name.
Okay.
I'm calling from Nigeria.
Thank you. Guys, you have to speak up real quick. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
I want to get some of this your son that is standing around you.
Pardon?
I want to get some of the sun that is shining around you.
Yes, my friend. I mean, in the absence of, you know, a successful poverty alleviation program, you want to get some sun. Absolutely. I send some to you with some love and peace. Yeah.
Thank you. You see, you're a very emotional person, and your topics are very passionate.
Oh, you've noticed that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You said what?
I mean, I said you noticed that about me.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Good observation.
I'm a retiree.
Okay.
I'm 20,000 naira per month.
Oh, wait. Please, can you call me back? I want to hear the story. I need to go off on a break. Can you do me that favor?
Call you back. If I can get you again.
I promise. You will succeed.
Will.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Oh, wow. I want to hear that. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side with Joyce. Welcome if you have just tuned in. Let's do one call. Hello. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hello, good afternoon. We're glad to have you here. Thank you very much. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is David.
Welcome, Dave. Go ahead.
You see, you have been asking, have you been able to get somebody who said he has received their loan or benefited?
No, well, you know, the show just pretty much just kicked off, so I'm yet to get a call. Hopefully we would.
You see, this government is a government of deceit. I think it was Sheriff. After the COVID, I was one of the people too. With all the wahala I did, and at the end of the day, they even asked us to, they collected our money again to open our account. For them to give me the papers for the account, now they refused. And my money that I used to open the account is still there. They said Abuja is Abuja now that we...
Pardon me, what account are you talking about?
That's a current account that they will bring the loan into.
Oh, they took money from you to open an account for you.
Of course,
I mean, like, the things that happen in this country, man. Wait. No, wait. What did they tell? I mean, wait, what's the story? They wanted to give you money. Who wanted to give you money?
Federal government.
Okay, sorry, I'm laughing. Wait, they want money for what, please, now? Retirement?
For
poverty alleviation?
A Greek loan.
A Greek loan.
They have this their microfinance bank at Marina in Lagos there. So that was where we did all the processing. And we paid all righteousness. They now said it's Abuja now that they have sent our name down.
They took your money to open a bank account for you.
Of course.
Who so do you have access to their account?
That's why I said they gave me the account number.
Uh-huh.
Actually, they text the account number to me.
Beautiful.
But, okay, since it's a current account, let me have the checkbook. Let me have anything, other books connected to the account. They refused. They said it's not ready. I think it's over 1 year now.
The money you gave to them, is it in their account? Can you withdraw that one? You have access
what
to that one.
What are they going to use to withdraw it when they have not given me a checkbook?
But you know, you can go to the bank and pay, I think, 200 and get a leaflet and then withdraw that.
I should go and hide another money for them there.
You don't be offended, at least. If you're going to don't lose the whole cow. You can lose a part of it. Well, that's something. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Oh, wow. We're off on a break to bring you Lost in the Headlines. After that, the conversation continues on 99.3. We're Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce, and you're on the sunny side. This is 99.3. We are Nigeria Info. Well, we could be on our way to a small heaven if the plan of the government works. Well, let me quickly share with you. China got its people out of poverty. This is what they did. They started to focus on poverty reduction and economic development through various economic efforts. China became market-oriented to decrease poverty, which subsequently grew the private sector, created modern banks, reformed the agricultural industry, developed the stock market, and spurred foreign trade and investment. China aims to reduce poverty rates to 0% in 2020, which is in line with the UN Sustainable Development Goal of eliminating global poverty. Well, some rule the world, others are ruled by those who rule the world. But then again, yeah, I mean, you kind of get that. It's that China is quite a model, if you ask me. Quite a model. Not the communist part of it, but say the ideas and the futuristic elements to the men and people who were able to press down the implementation for the actualization of whatever it was a desire that China had. If you had any doubts, there's proof. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to the show. The Nigerian government plans to get 100 million Nigerians out of poverty. Miracle or magic, if it's possible. Where do you think the Nigerian government should focus efforts otherwise? Otherwise. Is this going to work? Yeah, I think that's really the otherwise in the situation. Like, yeah, does this look like something you believe will work? The government believes it will work. They say India have done it. They say China has done it. They believe this will work. But if their track record is anything to go by, 0700-993-993-993, 01465-7190, the sunny side. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. Hello?
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome, lady. Good afternoon to you. What's your name?
Bill, I said they want to tell us another story again. Oh, yeah, they want to tell us another story again. Anytime the campaign from the campaign, the election want to approach, they will bring another, they will bring their own story. That's what they're telling us.
Okay.
Are you there?
You don't believe that this is even something that holds together as an idea?
Hello?
Do you believe it holds together? Do you think this is a solid idea? You don't think so? Well, I'm here. It does appear. Can I hear you? Thank you very much for calling the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. We're Nigeria Info. What's your name?
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name? Is it me or is it you? My line or your line? Hello. Welcome to the Sunny Side. What's your name?
I'm lucky.
You are. Welcome.
Yeah,
good afternoon.
Back.
Welcome. What's your name?
See, guys, it's possible.
Oh, beautiful.
Very, very possible.
Great. Great.
One thing about Nigerians is faith.
Faith?
Believe.
We don't have faith.
They do. They do. They
oh,
do.
Okay.
They believe. Buhari has got the most sincere, the most trusted relationship in Nigeria.
With whom?
With the nation, with the Nigerians. They trusted him.
Oh.
They supported him.
Oh, I see.
He won the hearts of the people. They were expecting so much. But I don't know where the fault comes from.
You don't know where the fault comes from? Haven't you been looking?
Looking? Oh, you want me to say what I see?
Absolutely. I mean, come on, man.
Oh.
It's...
I am just... I'm being just noble. I don't want to use some words on this, on the radio.
But, I mean, you can, you know, you can paraphrase this in a manner that we understand what you mean.
Yes, and that is what I'm doing already.
Okay.
You see, they see you from the top to south.
They know that.
The individual that is a colossus, he thinks he can do it. He thinks he does not have it. Okay, let's go. You said you want to help the agric sector. You want to produce rice. You did not produce rice. You did not set the farmers on the field. You banned the importation of rice. All the rice that were coming, you set us in hunger first before production. For any seed to germinate on the land, it will take 3 months. For over 1 year, you banned importation of rice. People are saying, why is the price going up? You don't have anything to sell for us. Then you stop the one that is coming in. Then you say you want to help the farmers to have value on what they produce.
Solid logic.
Joyce.
Yeah.
What we need, yeah, is a real... it's still one of the best we have.
Well, we can't look back now.
Who loves this country?
Yeah.
Who loves Nigeria? Somebody who loves Nigeria. Who believes in Nigeria. Who wants to help Nigeria. Who is not a tribalist?
Okay.
Who does not want to say... Who wants to do the real thing?
Yeah.
You can't tell me you live as a governor with $400 million. Now you are a minister. You are worth about $3 billion. Then you want to go for presidency. How would you help the country? They have primitive gathering. They have the kind of money they cannot spend in the whole of their own generation and third, fourth generation, even when they don't work. And then you want to tell me they want... No, we need Nigerians. I don't know. I want to say, I confess this. I don't know who organized NSAS program, but we saw some intelligence system working, and we see Nigerians coming together. We need somebody who we can trust and come together and support. I'm ready. We are ready to be hungry.
All right.
If we know that we will be hungry for 3 months, or we put some seed on the ground.
And there's something beautiful. Yeah. All right.
And then we hate for it to have it.
Yeah. I do appreciate your contribution. Thank you very much for calling the Sunny Side. Good afternoon. We're Nigeria Info. Hello. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Welcome, lady. We're happy to have you. What's your name?
This is Zima from Ikeja.
Great. Go ahead, lady. Go ahead real quick.
Okay. Yeah. Government can be able to do what they said they want to do.
Can they do it? Will they do it?
Yeah, they can. But I don't think that they will, because all of us know the genesis of what started happening, how all these things started, the insecurity started causing the poverty, no famine again. So they should go, but it's not about sharing us money. We don't need them to share money to us. We want them to do what they're supposed to, create their neighborhood environment, and people will work for themselves.
So in the next few years, you don't think that this is even a dream that can be accomplished?
Well, the thing that happened did not just take 2 years to happen. So it 2 years cannot set it.
All right.
It's just what has to be done gradually.
Okay.
They can do it if they want to do it. That is, it's just the way to do it.
The way to do it.
They don't have the will. They don't have the will.
All right.
They don't have the way to do it.
They don't have the will to do it. Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. We're happy to have you. What's your name?
Yeah, Chase. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, Francis.
Welcome, Francis. Go ahead.
Joyce. Mm-hmm. We have a lot in our hands right now.
Okay.
Can be honest ourselves. You know, all these promises and government coming up with their new way of rubbing oil in the mind of people, why they are doing nothing. We can't really help this country. We have a serious issue in our hand right now.
Anybody
telling me that what we need is somebody with the sincerity of heart, with heart of love, it can never be in this country. Judge.
Mm. Why do you say so?
I'm a strong advocate of strong system. A system that will know no mercy if you are found culpable in corruption.
Yeah, but you see, the law must, in order to establish the law must also, you know, work with mercy. Otherwise, you create something nearly tyrannical.
Judge.
So I understand you want something that holds people accountable, but we cannot, in order to achieve accountability, eliminate mercy. You don't want corruption, that's what you want. A system that would not allow corruption to prosper.
I listen carefully when you are reading out how China started their journey.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can go back to Chinese system, in terms of corruption, they know no mercy. Whether you're a brother, whether you're a relation.
Mm.
The moment you are fined, the dirty kind of deed, you are gone for it.
So while the government is trying to adopt the ban on social media.
If I become the president of this country, honest to God truth, with my life I swell on the end, I'm going for a strong system.
Which we hope for.
With no mercy for anybody.
That's terrible, though. But I get it.
Joy.
I mean, you suffered enough, so I can see why it hurts.
Joy, let me tell you something. As a citizen of this country, I benefit nothing. I provide my own light. I provide my water.
Yeah.
I provide, in fact, Joyce, I'm angry with the leadership of this country. To be honest, if I have my way, Joyce.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Hello. Welcome to the show. Getting 100 million Nigerians out of poverty. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, I'm King from Aja.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Yeah. We have 2 more years for this thing, and we're still working on promises. That's some seriousness.
You think it's a promise, yeah?
It's supposed to be. This is what I'm doing. That is what we should be getting from this government now. This is what I am doing.
Mm.
This is what I will hand over to. Mm. So it doesn't make sense.
All right.
What I mean is, now, by the way, you want to allegate people. How did you get the data of this demography of people that you are talking about? Well, my point is, in 2006, where did you get the number of people you are dealing with? What is the system you have created to so that it can be replicated? You know, some of these things are when you listen to other people in other countries, the way they handle that, and you listen to our people, it's like we are dealing with people that have not gone to school.
Mm.
That is the main thing. You don't have the now. This thing you're talking about is Nakalatva. You have a database of how many people you can reach. You know what you're expecting. When you advertise through this channel, you know what you're expecting. You know the amount of increase you're expecting you will get. Now, what is this government actually doing? What we need now is security. Because that is what's also causing the hunger in the land now. Mm-hmm. Because there's no farmers now. And you're talking about something in the sky, something in the moon.
Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome. What's your name?
Hello.
Turn off your radio. Yeah, welcome, Yusuf. Turn off your radio. Tell us your name. Speak up. Speak quickly. Thank you.
Joy. They cannot do it. They can't.
In 2 years, yeah?
Because...
Well, at least they can begin, and maybe the next administration might be able to continue.
Hello?
They can begin, and maybe the next administration will continue.
Maybe. But this administration, they cannot do it. You see what is happening in this country now. They cannot do it. They can't. So they should not deceive everybody. And then this is the politics they are doing now. They are against 2023. So I'm telling you, capital, no, they cannot do it. So they should just make arrangement for another president. That's all. But now they cannot do it. They are deceiving us.
All right.
So that is my...
Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Good afternoon, dear. Turn off your radio. We're happy to have you and you alone. Hello. Turn off your radio.
Awesome.
Hello, welcome. What's your name?
My name is Linus.
Welcome. Please go ahead.
The government can do it if they are willing, but they cannot do it at the same time because you cannot go to farm.
Hello. I do apologize I lost you. If you can make it back, I'll appreciate it. You're on the sunny side. Welcome to Nigeria Info. How are you doing? Welcome.
Hello, Joyce. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you very much.
Yeah, this is Remy.
Welcome, Remy.
I think the last time Buhari was interviewed, he gave a figure of those evicted out of poverty.
Mm-hmm. 10.5?
Yeah. I think we should have asked him, where were those 10.5 living before and where were they now? For me to be sure he's so factual about the figures he gave.
Mm-hmm.
And he said they intend lifting out another amount out of poverty.
100 million.
10 years.
100 million, yeah.
That 10 years, are we going to include the 6 years to the sprint? Or are we going to start counting from now on?
Well, you start counting from now. They're out of office in 2 years, so the next administration will continue the way they do roads and bridges.
So the projection included the next... person coming after him.
Well, unfortunately, would appear this, yeah, at this point, we have to...
Maybe we should have asked him. Maybe that 6 years was part of it. You know, they did empower...
You know what?
Kinds of...
Yeah, exactly. But you can see how unsuccessful that was. So maybe now they have a new plan, which is pretty much a situation. You don't have faith.
Yeah.
You don't have faith.
Yeah.
You don't have faith.
no, voila. Let's see how things pans out. 2 years to go, and by next year campaign will start. So how they intend running it in next 2 years, you get to see. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. It's interesting because the world, the WHO projected that the COVID crisis was going to bring about, you know, a situation where more people would fall deeper into economic problems. If you see what happened with COVID, pretty much what is happening, economies are suffering somewhat. Some people are getting help, but you can understand how, because some businesses are no longer able to sustain themselves given the situation from the pandemic. The World Health Organization projected that we should expect poverty due to COVID. But in Nigeria, we can see that it's not even COVID that is, you know, influencing what we now know to be the economic situation as we have it. There's something far worse than COVID that's happening to the people of Nigeria, whether it's a lack of planning, lack of vision, or maybe, you know, maybe sometimes it's a good plan, but then it just doesn't work out. At least you think it's a good plan, it just doesn't work out. Well, there's a new plan. This plan includes getting 100 million Nigerians out of poverty on the sunny side. Let's talk. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. What's your name? Hello. I'm sorry, you're not there. Hello, welcome. Are you home? Good afternoon.
Yes, and you're
home. Welcome. Thank you very much. What's
good
your name?
Good afternoon, my sister. Thank you all. Thank you. For me, like I always say, this president is the luckiest president. Well, Joy, so I don't understand how come with all the many people we have in this country, President Buhari, Vice President Oshibajo, Lai Mohammed, and the owner of the party, they succeeded in deceiving Nigeria. You want to lift how many million people out of poverty? 100, have you? 100 people.
No, million people.
No, that is a big lie.
Okay.
100 million. When you talk, they will compare us with India. India lifted how many people out of poverty? Well, Nigeria, they don't come again. You hear one of your caller, you hear that music that she sung that time. They don't come again.
All right.
It's on the way.
So you don't believe this?
I want to tell Nigerians.
You don't believe this trust issue. Yeah.
That is our problem.
We trust
these people so much. That is how come they believe Buhari so much. And the funniest thing is that some people are still giving him soft landing. Somebody will call and tell you Buhari is the best thing to happen to Nigeria.
You can't blame him.
2023. Let's see if we'll find our right channel. Because we don't miss road already now. We miss road.
Okay.
Hello, Joy.
We're with you.
We miss road.
All right.
So I wish you can get back to this thing and find the old movement and know where we are heading to.
Hopefully so it's
enough
not
of here. All these lies they are telling.
All right.
Oshibaji is complaining about corruption. Before Jonathan, corruption wasn't like this. I know they will lie about COVID. COVID is the one causing insecurity.
All right.
Some of us are giving them soft landing.
Well, thank you.
I wish them good luck.
Thank you very much for calling. Off on a break. We're right back. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome, my name's Joyce, and we're talking about the possibility of achieving this victory over poverty by the Buhari administration. I want to know whether you're committed to join the government in helping us achieve this. It's 100 million Nigerians out of poverty. At least that's the target. Well, they believe that this might just, you know, take a while, but the work starts now. But then you also have to look at a person's track record. Like when they say some things, he's not new to us. You know, we've had interactions with him as a president during the military dispensation and now a democratic one. So you pretty much want to be able to assess a person. You want to reference where they've been or where they've been with you to see, well, so if he says it, well, you can bank on it. Well, this is your track record. Let's see. But when you look at Nigeria and the complexities of her issues and 100 million and the possibility. Well, let's talk about the possibility. 0700-993-993-993, the sunny side. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Hello. Welcome. What's your name? Sorry, I lost you. If you ever make it back, we'll be here. Hello, the sunny side. Good afternoon. Sorry, I lost you. If you make it back, I'll be here. Hello. Welcome. Good afternoon to you. Hello. Lady. All right. I'm sorry. That wasn't too good. Hello. Welcome. Good afternoon. Hello.
Wow, thank God I got through to you.
Thank
you. So good. My name is Simeon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome, Simeon.
Yeah. In the next 100 years, this will not be achievable.
That is such a pessimistic thing to say.
I'm going somewhere. Now, this can only be achievable if there is zero corruption in this country. Because the stench of corruption in this country is just too much. Everywhere, in every sphere of the country, there is corruption. If this has to be achievable, then every government officials, there should be a draconian law for any corrupt government officials.
You want there to be a law that holds them to a higher standard, given the sensitivity of their position.
That's exactly what China did. The worst draconian law for a corrupt official: death penalty. You're corrupt. You're found with any corrupt activity. You're dead.
In the absence of that,
hello.
In the absence of that. Are you with me? Yeah, in the absence of, you know, killing someone who's found corrupt, there's no way towards our heaven?
I am telling you there is no way.
All right.
There is no way. Thank you.
Thank you very much. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello, welcome.
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon. Yeah.
My name is Chris from Amu Odofia.
Welcome, Chris.
Okay, please, what is really poverty? We have to understand poverty in the Nigerian context. Is it standard of living or disposable income or have money to flex?
What do you think poverty is? I mean, when you look,
poverty is standard of living.
Alone?
Basically, that is the base. That is the base. Like what you said about India.
The multidimensional areas of life. Okay, go ahead.
Nigerians don't understand what poverty is.
Don't sub Nigerians. They're dealing with too much already. Just give us your point. Yeah.
Okay.
The problem is
government can achieve that. Whether it's this government, whether it's the previous government, whether it's the next one to come.
So why haven't they achieved it?
The truth is, you can't save somebody that doesn't want to be saved.
What's your point?
Last caller alluded to the fact that corruption is endemic in our society.
Yeah.
It's not about government. It's about the people. Now, who will call to you? The Empower program. There was a time you did a session on Empower and a couple of people called. When people demonize, I was paid 30,000, I was paid 50,000. Government did an agric. Now, they were feeding children in schools. And then government supported that by getting farmers to produce goods. Then people will buy and feed children. That was a cane to make people rich. But That was a cane where farmers produce and middlemen buy and then sell to schools.
Okay, yeah,
and
yeah.
Produce to schools. So yeah. It was a cane to get a couple of people into getting wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And what do we see at the end of the day? They will buy an egg and split it into three for three kids.
Mm.
So what are they doing? They are circumventing government's good intention. You have to ask, what are intentions of the people that you want to elevate out of poverty?
Okay.
You give somebody 10,000 naira. Yesterday you were asking a question, what can 5,000 naira do? Somebody called me and told me how he gave somebody 5,000 naira to start pure water and mineral selling inside her eatery.
Yeah.
And the woman has gone into making it now more, has got me a freezer.
Nice.
Out of 5,000 naira.
What year did he give her that 5,000?
Now in Nigeria, in Nigeria, you give somebody.
I know, like what year? What year was that?
I didn't ask him. I didn't ask him
because there was a year 5,000 had value.
There was a year 5,000 had value, and to be honest with you, if you're into pure water business, 5,000 naira, and you have a very
True though. Yeah, okay.
Outlet, you can still make
true.
So it has to be, if you're trying to give somebody, I've seen where you give somebody 30,000, 50,000 naira, and then the person is looking at you, what would this do for me?
No. Those kinds of people are special cases for hell. No, those are not the people we're talking about.
Joyce, when you started this program, you talked about giving a lady, a 16-year-old lady, some money for meal yesterday. You were encouraging her.
How am I encouraging her?
Let me tell you, 62% of the beggars in Lagos, I've forgotten where I got that statistics from. I'll look at it and I'll send it by WhatsApp. 62% of the beggars in Nigeria are fake. They are not disabled.
But you see, I don't know who's fake and who's not. She was hungry. She didn't want a car. She didn't want a house. She just wanted food. It's an embarrassment to Nigeria that her people can't feed. It's a shame.
There are hungry people on the streets of New York. Major Fashek alluded to that.
Yo,
there are hungry people.
Nigeria is, look, given what we have in this nation, it's a shame.
It's a shame. I agree with
given
you.
Given what we have in this country, I'm not talking about Ferraris or big houses. I'm talking about food.
Joyce, forget you're working for Nigeria. If you start up a business and employ people, do recruitment. When you talk about HR people, ask them how do they... I recruited somebody in February and I was paying 50,000 naira to work for 4 days in a week. 4 days, Monday to Thursday, Friday off, Saturday off, Sunday off, 50,000 naira in a week. And what happened? I'm recruiting again. Because of what? We want to hit it big overnight. 50,000 naira for 4 days in a week.
So wait, the person left you because the money wasn't good enough or because you were not a good boss?
No, of course. I didn't. It was the person was working virtually alone. I didn't go to the office. The person working in the office was exclusively hers.
Okay.
The truth was that she left because she had somebody that was going to offer her 60,000 naira.
Oh, okay.
You understand? So, and the person is, you're working for the person for 5 days a week. So, but that's where the calculation is. But the truth still remains: if governments do what they have to do, will the citizens do theirs? That's where the problem is. If you give 100 million Nigerians 1 million naira today, come back December 31st when you guys are doing the round table and ask how many of them have that 1 million naira or have multiplied it by one. That is where the problem is. Because if you give somebody a loan now, Nigeria insurance won't try because we are not an honest people. Crime resolution, corruption, we are not an honest people.
So that is where it goes.
So you're thinking that in, oh, well, I lost you. I wish I didn't. It would appear that you suggest that in, as far as getting people out of poverty, because you have to allow me narrow down the problem. So I'm specifically keeping the focus on the fact that people, their country is poor, and something has to be done to get the people out of poverty. From your arguments, you are suggesting, well, it's not the problem of the government, it's a problem of the people. Well, I think some people might want to disagree with that. Because the government helps the system. The government is the most powerful mechanical force that supports the entire wheel that is the system. I mean, of course, there are different other components, but you see, the force that propels it is governance. So let's see, maybe someone agrees or disagrees. The sunny side. Welcome to radio. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Your name?
Yeah, just look where you're on
Go
the
ahead.
Line.
Go ahead, my friend.
I don't understand what the last caller was saying. Honestly, you can say it the way you want to say it, but it's not the government's job or what is it saying. It's annoying, man. That, to me, if you see a 1 million job, and you think you've not money. The government is the problem in Nigeria. Honestly speaking, government are not providing for the people. So the people are funding for themselves through any means. I don't know.
Which
if
is
I
another problem when you yes, say any means, and it's you yes, know something means, less than
yes,
legal.
Yes. Let me just tell you this. You know this Twitter ban of 18.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my guys that are influential on Twitter right now. I don't mean to cast them or but the truth is, right now they are into illegal things.
You're joking.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Because they don't make money the way they were making it on Twitter anymore. So some of them are doing, you know,
fraud.
Yes. So now they are just there. They don't understand what's going on. They've lost a lot of jobs. I'm telling you right now, lost a lot of jobs. They need to meet up. The clients are after them, collecting back money, you know, different things. So the government caused this problem for them, and they don't know what else to do. Some of them cannot go and get a job right now.
Why?
Because they believe the money they are making through... See, people are making money through Twitter. I don't just know how to
influence. We know that people actually make a good sum of money.
See, and the money these guys were making, even honestly, they can't offer them nothing less than.
So, but then do you result? That's so. The problem here is now we understand that the government is working on this problem, and I really hope that they fix it. But they can't go back. They're not modest enough to take something decent and legal.
See, what I'm saying is, some of them are used to that lifestyle. They don't want to change that lifestyle. So
yeah, but you see, but you know, we can't blame the government for that now.
Yes, I'm not blaming the government for that.
Okay,
you get.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, if the government did not stop that.
Okay.
That is it now. So indirectly, are we still going to say we are not going to blame the government?
Well, no. To be honest with you, no, I cannot blame the government for that. Unfortunately,
okay, if the government did
we're
not
blaming them for a failed system, but we cannot blame them for the choices the individuals have to make. Because at this point now, you see what your friends are doing? They're corrupting themselves.
See, not all of them, like one or two of them, cannot.
Cannot do what?
Cannot take, even take nothing less than 500K a month. I'm telling you right now.
Wow,
yes,
that's enough.
They can't
problem.
Take nothing less than 500K a month. They were making more than that in a month. More than 500K in a month. What can you say to that?
At this point, I need a moment.
I'm telling you legally. They know how they do it, and I was even learning from them, like that stuff. They make money for ads on Twitter, all those things. Content,
wow.
If you see money. Honestly.
So wow, this is a man chooses.
Who's going to give them 500K a month?
Yeah, but we can't. So they have to choose to be good people, to be decent people, to be moral people.
Of course, if
they fail to choose that, well, that's not on the government. But we understand that the government has failed to manage the system.
They've been pushed to the wall. If I see 500K, I will collect it.
Well, I would like to contest the part where you say they've been pushed to the wall. You see, if you have any ideology, if you have any moral uprightness, so you must hold on to that. Like, it's an ideal.
Can
and you
I
can't
tell
quite
you, can
say
I tell you, something?
You can justify evil and say, well, you know, I was pushed to do it.
Can I tell you something now? Mm. Please. Okay. If you push a goat to the wall, what is the goat going to do?
I don't know.
The goat is not going to bounce back, right?
So,
let me just say this. The politicians that are there, it will get to a stage. I've said it before. It will get to a stage. If people start going after them. I live in Bariga. I was almost attacked.
You're not doing fraud.
Yes, I'm not. There are boys on the street. Because of what? I'm not rich. About it because I was using the airport. Just came to me, collected the airport from me. In the afternoon, they are not even scared. The buses were passing by. People were going in was there.
Man, that's insane,
this is
man. That's
I'm
insane.
What's going on the street. If you come to the
that's
street,
insane.
You understand what boys are going through on the street.
That's insane.
I had to settle those boys before I left. If not, they would have collected everything.
Nothing
would have happened and they would go scot-free.
Yo, man, look, give me a moment. Thank you very much for calling. Wow. Wow, man, Nigeria. .3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. So, in fact, I don't know whether anybody's telling the government that they can't even say that they can't even hide behind the excuse that the failure of government brought about unintended. I think it's very intended, you know, because it's like saying, well, I'm holding an egg. But, you know, I didn't hold it very well and fell and smashed, you know. So because you know you're holding an egg, well, that's the way that you hold it, except it's an honest-to-God mistake. Otherwise, the result, whatever results from what happens after it slips off your hand is practically intended. So when we hear stories like this, it's so frightening. And look, I want to appeal to AmRubbers. Like, the country has driven people to the worst, to the lowest levels. Like, I see some conditions, they're just subhuman conditions. And it's even a bigger insult to give someone 5,000 and give them 10,000 naira as a government to say, well, you know, here, we're helping you. You know, we're pulling you out of the hell in which you're in. But here is 5,000 Nigerian naira. Or here's 10,000 Nigerian naira. You know, just see that we're working as a government. There's just something that insults the soul of insults the spirit of the nation. And then there is what comes as a result of government failure, and that's another problem. Like, and I even feel that's even a bigger problem than the monetary issue, because you're having people's minds turned back into the dark, and you can't even have a society like you can't have if you lived in a compound, you couldn't even live in a compound like that. How much more a society where you hear someone call the radio station and say something like that? It was also one of the, you know, it was that slight suspicion. That was why I didn't even, you know, kind of talk to the girl through the car yesterday. And then people live and they live like, these are subhuman levels. And let's go to the telephone lines. Like, this is just something. Hello.
Oh, hello. Good morning.
Yes, good afternoon. This side of heaven. Actual heaven.
Oh,
yeah. Nigeria Info. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How's it going?
Well, look at the work, man. We're just trying to see whether this plan of 100 million Nigerians out of poverty will work. Because it needs to work. Something must work.
Wow. So, generally speaking, something must work. It's just so sad because, you know, the youth you see today, and what they are used to, you know, is different from somebody born in 1970 who got used to a home phone in 1980. They are same youths who are born in 1990. In 1990, our highest currency was 6 naira. From 1990 to 2021, the naira has been bastardized. 50 naira was the highest note. Now, they were even talking about 1,000 naira. Minimum wage is 30,000 naira. Unemployment rates are undocumented. The number of barrels of oil we produce are undocumented. Hospitals that have necessary facilities are undocumented. politicians in power are undocumented. So we are living in an undocumented era in Nigeria. 100 million people out of poverty. How does government do that when people own buses, people own buildings, people own services, goods in the largest black populated nation in the world? How is it going to happen? What blueprint does the federal government have in place?
It will be revealed soon. See, now that you ask for a blueprint, they'll reveal the blueprint soon.
Yeah, because, like, let's talk about it. The factors of production have to do with what me and you are going through now. I'm calling the comfort of my home. I am healthy. I have mobility, a car outside. The average Nigerian, for the average Nigerian to be able to have all these things, is almost unrealistic.
I mean, a car in Nigeria nearly feels like luxury.
It's a luxury because we don't produce.
It's not supposed to.
In a car. The ashtray in a car is not produced in this country. We consume the most tires in the world. We don't have a factory that produces one brand of tire. You know where we're going? It's like there's a big plan all over the world to underdevelop Africa, starting from Nigeria, because we are the most black populated people. This time last year, a black man was being held down. A knee was on him for almost 9 minutes. If it wasn't on video and the world didn't realize that there's too much brutality on the black race in America, where we are running to go to. I have a sister.
Yeah, but this isn't racism, you know? This is not, this is self-sabotage. No, but
let me give you an example. I was in Osun State. Somebody was driving a chauffeured Uber car and a Caucasian was at the back seat. The Caucasian was reading about Ife and Modakete killing each other. And this Caucasian is in our state looking for how to do viable business and take money home. It's an irony. What would the Caucasian do? He turned the next page. He turned the next page and he passed the comment to the driver that, wow, I mean, come on, you guys are black. Why so much inner hatred? My dad was a foreign service officer. I've gone to New York. My first basketball game I ever watched was in Madison Square Garden. All these politicians go abroad. They know how it is abroad. But the blueprint we don't have about how to, okay, now, we need light so that any plan can work. You know, if there's no light, I mean, what country develops with no light? What country develops without having a product to be proud of and say, ah.
That you can sell for income, true.
Yes, we buy apples from South Africa. South Africa was, you know, in a way, it was a gift and a curse by the apartheid and the, you know, colonial rule. And yes, Africa was developed to a stage in South Africa. We are running to South Africa. In Ghana, yeah, they're talking about artificial intelligence. We are still grazing cows.
We're still debating where cows should eat grass.
We are living in an analog world. People are in the farms working manually. You walk the streets of Lagos, people are in a Loma cleaning the streets that never get empty sand with manual broom, APC broom, for God's sake.
That's hardly the problem. You know, like, it's okay someone is doing,
but
man.
We have to upgrade our app. If your WhatsApp is not performing well on your phone, you go to your Play Store and then you upgrade. This country needs an upgrade, which you will agree with me.
We don't deny that.
The upgrade is like, don't think about it in a technical form. The country is not operating well. We don't have what we produce. We are dependent on foreign.
Is it a psychological upgrade? Because certainly something has to go up for the economy to go up with
it. It is triangular. It is both spiritual, psychological, and then we have a very serious problem in this country. We have culture and tradition backing the evil up. Watch your African magic.
I don't watch it.
So I mean, I don't watch it, but there's a scenario of a second housewife always trying to poison the housewife.
What sort of
gist did
you bring?
12 people standing at the junction trying to collect 100 naira from an Okada. Look at the caller that called in, speaking about Barija. I live in Ikeja. Some people can't come out after 8 o'clock in the evening in Ikeja again. Insecurity all across the land. Fella said it to
you. But you see all these things you've told us, you've really just highlighted the problem. Is it like a way out? Like, the government has they say they'll reveal the plan soon. 100 million Nigerians out of poverty. Is it even possible?
From the bottom of my heart to the top of my heart, down to the bottom of my heart, it's not possible.
Well, thank you very much.
Can I go on just a minute? Let me just give you a statement. The culture of corruption that has infiltrated this country, it has destroyed the judicial process, it has destroyed the electoral process, it has even destroyed the average Nigerian thinking. The average Nigerian is ready to be called a monkey abroad rather than to be Nigerian. They're looking at the currency. Somebody who is hungry, who doesn't know how to eat, if you feed him 10 consecutive days and tell him, go and do this, he will do it. So
So that's the power these politicians are using. Elections are coming around. They want to share granite oil. They want to share rice. They are becoming prayer warriors. Some of them are under the auspices. Sorry to say, your radio station might be under an auspices. Because if...
We're not.
Okay, look at what happened during October 20th, when they killed people in Lekki. October 20th, it was my birthday. So see what happened. Next thing you know, some radio stations were televising, and all of a sudden, APC-led Ministry of Information said that there are directives these people have to follow. Next thing you know, some TV stations and radio stations are being...
Yeah, but these are the policies in the nation. Like, someone is...
Madam, the shadow of military rule has taken over this country. I'm not telling you the truth. You are using English to, like, turn and be diplomatic.
I'm not being diplomatic. I'm not denying the fact that...
I don't know if you've been abroad and seen how developed nations operate. Nigeria is stagnantly trying to develop. Now we are broke. A Senate president came out to tell us we are broke, that we have no choice. That means he's not an economist. The next president should be an economist. Let's know what we have so that we know how to offer ourselves to people.
Good morning. Oh, dear. Nigeria. Off on a break. I mean, come on now. At this point, what do you think I do? Go off on a break. Let's do one more call and then we'll go off on a break. One more. You have a minute. Hello, Nigeria Info. Wow. Hello, you there? You're not. Hello, you home?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Turn off your radio. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Remy.
Okay, real quick, 1 minute, less actually.
A caller was talking about 5,000 naira and importance. And you can do computer business with 5,000 naira. It is very, very annoying to hear that.
Yeah, but it depends on the year. So he said he doesn't know the year. We can excuse him for that. Because, I was also curious.
He was trying to blame Nigerians to, as weak as the victims, unlike the government.
Yeah, okay.
He mentioned about farmers. Farmers who got loan from this government couldn't pay back the loan, all because they couldn't go to their farms.
Yeah.
But they're being killed. So how can you now lift people from poverty when those you subjected to the insurgencies around were unable to protect their lives